Clara's young friends could hardly believe their ears. The little girl had finally broken her silence. Kato forgot all about his own sadness as Clara hugged him tightly, saying in a soft, lilting voice,
"We're friends, Kato."
Shelly Willy zipped to the front door of the orphanage, woofing excitedly at the top of her doggy voice. Mrs. Matron threw open a downstairs window, exclaiming exasperatedly,
"Oh, Shelly, what's the matter with you, girl? You know the children are in class now?"
Something from behind her caught her attention. Then she said even more sharply,
"Now see what you have done, you naughty little dog."
A loud commotion erupted as the front door burst open. Sarah led the children as they ran out into the garden, anxious to know what had happened to make Shelly bark in such an unusual manner. They crowded around Kato, Hammy, and Timothy Tiger, trying their best to ignore Clara, who still held the little bear in her arms. Shelly Welly scampered back to join her friends, with Mrs. Matron hot on her heels. A crescendo of murmurs of, "She's got him! What shall we do? Did she hurt Kato?" caused the little bear to finally lose his patience with the jostling crowd. Standing up in Clara's arms, he shouted as loudly as he could,
"It's okay! I'm not hurt! Clara's our friend!"
As the excited children calmed down at his words, Kato continued with a wry little chuckle,
"That's better! I think, oh, Clara has something to say."
Clara blushed as the children stared curiously at her, stammering slightly at first, then gaining confidence as Kato, Hammy, Titi and Shelly grinned encouragingly at her.
Hello. I'm sorry. I hope we can be friends.
She stuck out her hand, then her face paled as not a single child moved or spoke. Mrs. Matron gasped in amazement and smiled tearfully at the brave little girl. Then, as Clara dropped her hand and turned away, disappointed and hurt, Sarah broke away from the other children and caught the little girl's hand.
"Hi, Clara. My name is rather like yours. It's Sarah. I'll be your friend."
At Sarah's words, it was as if an icy pond had splintered into a million pieces, melted by the determined warmth of a nascent spring sun. Jeffy, the chubby boy who had dared to pick up Hammy, ran up next and shook Clara's hand smartly. Then came Jessie, who was almost just a toddler. She tottered to Kato, rubbed noses with him earnestly, and held her arms up to Clara to be carried. The older girl hefted the tiny girl onto her shoulders, and Jessie chuckled happily.
"Shelly Willy ride! Shelly Willy ride!"
Mrs. Matron laughed, wiping a tear from her eyes.
"Oh my, what an upside down day it has been."
Then she winked at Kato and his friends.
"It does not seem like a day to be cooped up indoors, does it? What do you think? A picnic?"
Shelly waffed in delight, tossing her head up and down in agreement, and Kato, Hammy, and Titi winked back solemnly at the matron. The matronly woman chuckled, tut-tutted at her rampant imagination, and after a stern rejoinder to Shelly to look after the children, hurried indoors to prepare the picnic. The children had arranged themselves in a circle surrounding Clara, Sarah, and Jeffy. Everyone had quite lost their shyness with Clara, and Jessie seemed to have adopted her as an older sister. The toddler sat quietly in Clara's lap, peering adoringly at her through thick, curling lashes. Sarah clapped her hands and announced importantly,
"Now that Clara's our friend, we don't need to keep our preparations for tomorrow a secret from her."
Clara asked, puzzled,
"What's happening tomorrow?"
"Oh, have you forgotten? It's adoption day again, And we're planning a surprise performance for the visitors so that they'll like us and adopt as many of us as possible. Here's what we're gonna do.
The excited orphans chattered and planned. There would be a play. Jeffy would be the emperor, Sarah the empress. Clara wondered wistfully if tomorrow would be different from the other adoption days. Would she ever have a happy home and a Fufu and Mama whom she could love and they would love her too? She felt a light tug on her knee. Kato grinned up reassuringly at her.
It's going to be okay, Clara. Don't worry.
Hey, who will do the sound effects?
A plump boy named Ivan raised his hand. One by one, the roles were assigned until finally...
Oh gosh! We've forgotten the backdrop of the magnificent palace!
Oh no!
A chorus of disappointment fell like a dark stormy cloud over the children. Without the backdrop, the play wouldn't be as perfect as it could be. Clara raised her hand. She knew exactly how she could help. Smiling happily, she pulled out her drawing pencils and swiftly sketched a palace.
Is this okay? If it is, I can draw a much bigger picture for us.
The children crowded around for a closer look.
Wow, Clara, that is so cool! You are a genius!
Not quite. But let's get started, folks.
The children dispersed into small groups to rehearse and prepare for their one big chance for adoption each year. Kato plopped himself down on the grass, sighing contentedly.
Hey, I'm glad that Clara's happier now, huh? It's been a very good day, huh?
Hammy twirled his whiskers.
I agree with my young friend here, and I believe that a short musical interlude may be most welcome at this stage of the proceedings.
Titi nudged Shelly Welly, who could never quite get used to Hammy's formal manner of speech.
He means it's time to play his piano. Titi!
Shelly woofed and wagged her tail thoughtfully.
Is he? Hey, Hammy, do you know any good German songs?
Hammy rocked back and forth on his tiny hamster heels and coughed modestly.
Why, Shelly, of course I do. Almost all the greatest composers of the classical music world were Germans. Take Bach, for instance. His cantatas were sung in the most exalted halls. And there's Beethoven. Ah, the chorus from his magnificent Ninth Symphony will be befitting of our young Clara's soaring spirits tonight. La 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 la
la la la la la la. Hammy?
Yes?
Hammy paused, his teeny beady eyes gleaming.
Do you have a special request, perhaps? Anything but Schoenberg, and I would gladly play it.
Well, sort of. What do German Shepherd dogs listen to, do you know? You know, German Shepherd dogs like me?
German Shepherd dogs? Like you?
For the second time that day, Hammy was lost for words. To the best of his knowledge, the hamster thought that German Shepherds were definitely far larger than their friend. Timothy Tiger snorted and quickly turned away to hide his huge grin. Shelly bristled a little indignantly. Kato nudged Hammy and frowned at Titi.
Oh, Shelly, don't mind the others. I'm the smartest and cutest, and I say you grow up to be the prettiest German Shepherd doggy around.
The small dog grinned.
Oh well, I'm still just a puppy after all. Woof woof!
At that moment, a light gust of wind lifted one of Clara's drawings and blew it across the grass. Shelly Welly was the first to chase after it and carried it back carefully to her friends. It was Clara's drawing of Cadeau's home, and at the sight of it, the little bear's spirits sank a few notches. Suddenly, Shelly Welly barked exuberantly, causing the children to come rushing from every corner of the garden. Clara panted up to her special friends, asking anxiously,
"What's the matter? Kato?"
The small dog was too excited to woof for a while. Finally, Titi thumped her back vigorously and she calmed down.
"Kato! Kato! I know where your home is! I've seen it! I can take you there!"
Kato's face lit up and he jumped up.
"Let's go at once!"
The little bear trotted up to Clara, scrambled into her arms, and gave her a huge bear hug around her neck. She kissed him, whispering with a catch in her voice,
"I'll never forget you, Kato. One day, I'll find my new mama and Fafa too."
"I'll never forget you too, Clara. Now, I have another happy thought to send to the stars every night for my friends."
The young adventurers said a tearful goodbye to all their newfound friends, including Mrs. Matron. Jessie wrapped her short plump arms around Kato and rubbed noses.
"Wish come back, okay?"
She solemnly said the same thing to Hammy, Timothy Tiger, and lastly, Shelly Welly. Then she stepped back, slipping her tiny hand into Clara's. Mrs. Matron repacked the traveler's bundle with fresh sandwiches and chocolate bars. She and the children walked the four friends to the gate and swung it open. With a final wave, Kato led his companions out into the road.